All right, very important things. Hot leads. We'll start you off with some NBA draft news and notes. Two Dukies went top five. Cooper Flagg, number one, to Dallas. Con Knepel. I'm going to assume that's how you really say that name. He went to Charlotte at number fourth overall. And then two Rutgers dudes. First time ever. Two Rutgers dudes gone top five in an NBA draft. Shocker, right? Dylan Harper to San Antonio. And Ace Bailey, one of the coolest names in the draft, went to Utah. And then keep an eye on this guy. Come on, Maliwatch. Drafted 10th overall by the Phoenix Suns. That was the Rockets' pick. We'll be watching him to help us judge this Kevin Durant trade. Though, if we're watching, I just thought about this, PC. If we're really watching what's going on in Phoenix with Jalen Green and, come on, Maliwatch and Dylan Brooks or whatever, these future second-round picks, chances are things aren't going well here for the Rockets and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant as a Houston Rocket, if things are going really well, that's of no concern of what is happening in Phoenix, because that was very much part of the low risk, high reward.
All right, over under on wins for the Phoenix Suns next year, 27.5.
Push.
I'll say can't push a half.
I'll do 27, so technically under.
So you take the under.
I like 27. That's a good number.
Chris, over under 27.5 wins for the Suns next year.
I'm going to take the over, but I'm going to go with 28.
Oh, ass. Yeah.
I'm taking the under because I think it's going to be like 22.
Well, ooh. You think it's going to be really stinky.
Yeah, that's a little low for me, but hey.
Well, let me ask you, who's going to be in their front court? Other than Kaman Maliwatch.
No, maybe. No. They did just trade for Grant Williams. Well, Mark Williams.
Mark Williams.
Yeah, the Suns. So I guess them two?
They've got to get some veterans in there at some point.
But still, it doesn't change the fact
that... They have like 13 guards.
Yeah. It doesn't change the fact that...
Jeff Green?
That they're not... They're going to be a good team. I mean, they're not going to be a good team. That's what
I mean. Jeff Green's going to be a Rocket, so that he and KD, who both their rookie seasons played in Seattle, will play this year in Houston.
I don't hate that.
I actually have that picture saved in my phone. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Yeah, I don't either.
Why you even thought of that. Okay. There you go. There's your NBA draft news. Astros and Phillies, game two of a three-game set. Colton Gordon, not ass against Zach Wheeler tonight, who is also not ass against the Astros. Wheeler still very much in this baseball game. Threw 5 1/3, allowed 3 hits, just the 1 earned run, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, 86 pitches. He'll get through this one and probably be done for the night. Astros leading 1-0 because Isak Paredes drove in Jeremy Peña back in the first inning, who started the game with a leadoff double.
The Astros have now thrown 15 straight scoreless innings against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Ooh, that is a beautiful thing, sir. Beautiful. Need some insurance runs here. Jose Altuve at the dish. Nobody on and one out for the Stros. Bottom six. Colton Gordon's night is over. 5 innings, 4 hits, shutout baseball, no walks, 4 Ks, 80 pitches on his night. His ERA now sub 4, 3.98 for Colton Gordon. And Steven Okert, badass, must be the hair. Long hair, don't care, struck out the side in the 6th inning. And the best part was Nick Castellanos struck out to end the inning.
It was not a drive to left field by Castellanos.
No, and that means everybody in the ballpark gets a puppy.
It was a whiff of strong air
nothing,
to left field by Castellanos.
You know this, nothing stupid has been said on the airwaves, at least in the vicinity of the ballpark. Now, maybe here, I don't know. TBD, we'll see.
But now, so you're aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
In the overall Major League Baseball standings, the Houston Astros are tied for the 4th best record in all of baseball, despite their plethora of injuries. The Phillies are 1 game ahead of the Astros.
Yep.
That could change tonight.
Well, they'd be tied, right?
They would then be tied.
Yeah, they'd be tied. And then, another little tidbit. If the Astros do get the win tonight, they would have insured themselves of a series win. That would be their 7th straight series win on the season, which best mark by them this year if they can do it. Already a season high, 13 games above 500. We'll keep you up to date there. Only three hits still tonight for the Astros. They need to get something else cooking. I'd like to see him put a three spot on there. 4-0 lead going into the seventh would be nice.
I'm
going to
give you a score in Major League Baseball, and you're going to yay or boo.
Okay.
Okay. Mets lead the Braves 7-3 in the ninth. You're supposed to yay or boo.
I know. I'm thinking about what I want to do. Boo! Just because it's you
the
in the Mets.
The Slumlords lead the Commies 7-1 in the ninth.
Boo!
The Twinkies lead the Coffee Sippers 2-0 in the eighth. Yeah!
Mariners hit counter. Is it still at three?
It is.
They suck.
Check ass. The Poors lead the Courtchesters 3-0 in the ninth.
That would be the Rays and the Royals. Yay! Hate the Royals.
All right. The Teddy Bears lead the Alcoholics.
Cubs and the
Cardinals. 8-0 in the eighth.
Yay!
The Boner Bumpers and the Potheads are tied no score in the sixth.
Ugh.
The Cheap Sox beat the D-Bags 7-3.
Cheap Sox, White Sox, D-Bags, D-Backs. Boo!
What? And the Boo Hounds.
What are you cheering for the Cheap Sox for?
You know what? As soon as I pressed that button, I forgot.
Oh, you forgot. Yeah.
As soon as I pressed that, I was just like, why did I do that?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I was just like, why did I do that?
Wrong hotkey.
The Junk Grabbers defeated the Hoes 7-0.
Junk Grabbers, Rangers, and the Orioles. Boo!
The Ass.
Ass.
Defeated the Meows 3-0.
Boo! Can't root for division people.
And the Flying G's over the White Walkers in 10, 5-4.
White Walkers. Oh, the Canadians! Ha ha! Don't you know? Yay!
The Canadians from Canada.
Hey, I would like to retract my previous chant for the A's beat. Who'd you say the A's beat?
The Meows.
Yeah, no, that's bad. That's bad because the Meows have the best record in the American League,
that
and I don't want that to happen.
Because that's how you catch the Meows.
Oh, I guess I was thinking. I don't know. I jacked that whole thing up. Good thing that the Meows lost. If I yayed, then I wanted it to be a yay. If I booed, I wanted it to be a yay.
And those are the games that matter.
Okay, thank you. You had to make me think because I can't remember like all these little monikers of yours. Sometimes, at least not on the fly.